It's about 10 minutes past 5 o'clock. A big story that's dominating the headlines this week, of course, being KPMG. Now, what we are discussing on the show this morning, the impact of the KPMG debacle on its workforce, specifically the employees linked to the company. And we're taking a look at this from a labor law perspective. We speak to senior legal advisor at Strategy Labor Solutions, Status Vessels, about this, and he's going to answer all our questions as to what the rights of the KPMG directors that resigned are, the rights of the KPMG employees, and just to give us an expert opinion on this matter. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tashis.
Good morning, Ronaldo, and good morning to your listeners.
I think it's very interesting that we're doing this this morning, taking a look at the legal labor perspective or aspect to this big story that's unfolding. But take us through this for someone who is unfamiliar, and I think many people are, as to what companies can do to them and what they can do and what their rights are, because it's often not talked about. But we are going to discuss it on the show this morning. Let's start the conversation talking about this whole saga and taking a look at it from your legal labor perspective. What do you make of it? And then we can venture into the rights of the directors and the employees.
All right. So I think in the first instance, it's perhaps just important to note that these allegations that arose saw the suspension and ultimately the removal of several senior executives at KPMG, based on the report that was compiled by KPMG into the SARS rogue unit. Now, in instances such as this, where employees ultimately resign because a material defect was discovered in as far as a report is concerned or any form of investigation report, the employees often have the right to resign, and employers often have a right to take disciplinary action if they find that there was any wrongdoing with regards to a matter that was dealt with. And how the employer chooses to handle that resignation ultimately impacts on whether or not an employee has a right. A lot of people have been asking the question as to whether or not KPMG or any of the other people that were associated with the report would have any right of recourse against KPMG. And I think we've seen in the news over the past week that the likes of Pravin Gordhan, SARS, everybody is now seeking some form of legal advice in as far as KPMG is concerned and what possible actions they would have against them. From KPMG's perspective, obviously you're now sitting with the situation that those that were involved in the report have subsequently left their employ. It would appear as if those nine executives that have left have resigned with immediate effect. And obviously, KPMG would not have any right of recourse from a disciplinary perspective against these parties that have resigned. But whether or not those employees might have been committed some criminal act, that course of action would still be available for KPMG, either against those employees formerly employed by them.
And that would come from KPMG, the company, that criminal charge or filing of a case?
Well, they could potentially open up the case, but ultimately it's the state's decision as to whether or not there's sufficient allegations of some form of fraud to pursue the criminal aspect. Unfortunately, you know, KPMG themselves, you would not have the right to prosecute the employees on a criminal basis. The criminal justice system is functioned by the state itself.
Let's move the conversation to the KPMG employees and their rights. Do you think the saga will have an impact on other employees, whether they directly worked or were involved in the situation?
Undoubtedly, I think that this whole saga may ultimately impact on a number of other KPMG employees. The reality of the matter is that several other institutions have been called to sever their ties with KPMG. And as a result of that, it would lead to KPMG's income stream gradually reducing if these other institutions decide to no longer make use of their services. if KPMG ultimately finds themselves in a situation where, as a result of financial difficulties, it could have the impact of possible retrenchments, which would affect a number of other employees employed by KPMG, irrespective of their involvement in the matter or not.
And then what can they do, those employers who, in the unfortunate case, who gets retrenched, or if we're talking about job losses, what are their legal possibilities that they can pursue?
Look, ultimately, as long as there would be a justifiable reason for the possible retrenchments and like an economic decline, the employees would not ultimately have recourse against KPMG to say, yeah, but it's because of, for example, these nine executives' wrongdoing that we now find us in this situation. We have to understand that, and as much as we would want to argue that and say it's unfair because these people did wrong, now I'm being affected by it. The reality of the matter is that on a daily basis, you find that employees commit certain acts of wrongdoing, be it negligence, dishonesty, etc. And as a result of that, the company suffers financially. The company itself, if you look at KPMG International, might not have necessarily done anything wrong. They themselves was not involved in the particular matter. And as a result of that, employees would not necessarily have any recourse against KPMG, provided, of course, that KPMG is able to substantiate the anticipated retrenchments and that a fair process is followed in the matter.
But you predict, in your opinion, that we might expect job losses and retrenchments going forward, with so many companies and partners distancing themselves from KPMG, essentially.
That would be the ultimate outcome at the end of the day. To what extent, whilst it is big institutions that are distancing themselves from KPMG, one obviously doesn't know, does not have enough information at this point in time regarding KPMG's financials and operational sustainability to make that call. But the way things are looking, that is ultimately how it's seen. It's the same thing if you look at Pottinger International, where they also have, I think it was about a couple of weeks ago, there was reports that they might be filing for bankruptcy because of institutions now severing their ties with organizations, most of which seem to be linked with the Gupta scandal.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. I definitely understand a bit better now. Your legal labor law expertise are always welcome. Thanks so much, Tashis, for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ronaldo.